Welcome back to America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. New to the program today is a woman who's going to be doing food segments for us. Kathy Grun is a former book publicist in the food space, has always been passionate about the culinary arts, studied pastry, and is a wonderful home cook, now has developed a new website, Butter, Flour, Sugar, Salt. And today, Kathy talks to us about a terrific summer soup.
Thanks, Valerie. Well, it is summer. It is hot. It is sticky. It is muggy. And I bet you're like me. The last place you want to find yourself is in a hot kitchen at the stove making a meal. When the weather's like this, I want to make something that my friends and family are going to enjoy and that will allow me to be out of the kitchen and spending more time with them. So when the weather is hot and sticky, I turn to chilled soup for a meal. They are fantastic. There are a whole variety of chilled soups to make, and best of all, soup, you make it ahead. It's so simple. And if you're going to a potluck or you need something to bring to work, soup travels really well. There are a variety of chilled soups that I love. There's potato leek, otherwise known as vichyssoise. There are wonderful fruit-based soups that are really refreshing and delicious. But my favorite chilled soup recipe, and the recipe I'm sharing with you today, is for gazpacho. And this particular gazpacho is truly a blank canvas. Once you start making it, you're going to put your own spin on it. So it will truly be your own recipe. There's a little story behind this particular gazpacho. My mother sent me the recipe. It's a recipe she found from Barbara Kafka. And my mother said, try this recipe. You're going to love it. Your father loves it. So I had to think, well, my father hates vegetables. He just is like a finicky child when it comes to eating vegetables. But if he loves this soup, it has to be good. And I have to say, the man is going to be 90 next April, and he still loves this soup. It is his favorite. And I think he loves it because it's so colorful, and it's such a great texture, and it's just truly delicious. For this particular recipe, it's really simple. All you need is a knife, a large bowl, and a food processor or blender. That's it. That's all the equipment. Couldn't be simpler. At the grocery store, you're going to grab a couple of bottles of either vegetable juice or tomato juice. You're going to grab some tomatoes, some cucumbers, some garlic, some peppers. Now, in this case, I personally am not a fan of green peppers, so I opt to include red peppers and yellow peppers and orange peppers. They're a little sweeter and they add some great color to this particular recipe. I also add an onion, a sweet onion. I like to add some hot sauce, and I also like to add a little chili powder. Basically, all I do is cut the vegetables into pieces, throw them into the food processor, and then dump them into the bowl and repeat. When all the vegetables are chopped up fine, I top it all with the tomato or vegetable juice, and then I might add a little olive oil on top for a little glisten, and then a sprinkling of a nice sea salt. It's really so simple. The best thing is you can start adding whatever vegetables you like to this particular soup. Recently, I started adding pieces of corn. I just take some corn on the cob and slice the corn kernels off the cob and toss it into the bowl. You could even just grab a nice bag of frozen corn. Carrots are another option that add more color and crunch to this soup. When you serve it, it couldn't be simpler. Just put a big bowl of this out for a nice lunch or brunch with a big loaf of crusty bread and maybe some fruit and cheese, and you've got a great meal. If you wanted to serve it as a starter, I might suggest serving it in some nice deep wine glasses, or better yet, if you have any of those old-fashioned champagne glasses that are shallow and round, spoon the soup into that and maybe add a twist of lemon with it, and you've got a really nice presentation as a starter dish. This soup is going to become an all-time favorite for you. I now make this soup year-round, so based on the season, I'll toss in different vegetables. And it is a favorite in this house, so I hope it becomes a favorite for you. And I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to know what you use in your gazpacho and how you serve it. So drop me a line at my website. And in the meantime, I wish you great inspiration in your kitchen.
Kathy Grun, founder of ButterFlowerSugarSalt.com. Head to that website and you'll see some beautiful photographs of food. I love to look at photos of food. It's so attractive. And also some terrific recipes that are very healthful, unique, and extremely flavorful. I so enjoy cooking at home, but I'm always looking for inspiration from others. So thank you, Kathy, for that gazpacho recipe. I love gazpacho too, and I like it really spicy. So I would add a little bit maybe of jalapeno or cayenne pepper. I like it really hot in terms of the spice, not the temperature, obviously, because it's a cold soup. The other thing I enjoy cooking, just so you know, is cucumber soup. Very silky, very wonderful, very refreshing. I'm Valerie Smaldone. This is America Weekend.
Harrison with you. Many of us still assume that going green means somehow we'll go broke. Quite the opposite. In fact, on a large scale, it can provide the very solution big cities seek, like Cleveland, for example. According to California social justice and environmental activist Van Jones, we could take hundreds of acres of long vacant, litter-strewn inner-city land in so many of America's cities and actually put it to useful work. Take these massive plots of spray-painted wastelands and suddenly utilize them to grow vast amounts of food. Additionally, the hundreds of currently unemployed people formerly in jails and prisons could be put back to work to not only raise the crops, but distribute them, recycling not only land, but human resources for the benefit of many. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This slick fielding all-star first baseman was a career 303 hitter. Although he earned his lone World Series ring with the Diamondbacks in 2001, he spent most of his career with the Chicago Cubs.
Two up, two down, Gray sends a drive, deep right, that ball game is over, Cubs win!
So where is Mark Grace now? Mark's been part of the Diamondbacks television crew since 2004, and he was an analyst for Fox baseball coverage from 2007 through 2011. Cops nabbed Mark in 2011 for a DUI in Arizona, and let's not forget his return to Wrigley Field in 2007, where he sang, "Take Me Out to the Ballgame." Amazing grace indeed. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.